Perhaps it's time to bring back rope for child killers. Comment from express.co.uk by Patricia Mountain. Arthur Labourjo Hughes, 6, died on June 17, 2020. Image, handout. Arthur, we have heard, was subjected to a campaign of evil abuse, his life cut short by heartbreaking cruelty. The recordings of Arthur pleading for food, of having no strength to put his bedding away, he did not have a bed, and the harrowing cries "No one loves me" will haunt me for the rest of my life. Arthur was poisoned, hit, slapped, kicked, punched, and beaten over and over. Tusty and Hughes are evil killers. They are not the first murderers to make sick recordings of a victim. Remember Moore's murderers Ian Brady and Myra Hindley also recorded the harrowing last desperate moments of their youngest victim Leslie Ann Downey, whose has been found guilty of manslaughter, sentenced to 21 years imprisonment and will probably be out in 10 just 18 hours before the final assault. Hughes sent Tusty a text message telling her just end him, no prison sentence is long enough for Hughes. Emma Tusty was found guilty of murdering Arthur and sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum of 29 years to be served. Again, no prison sentence would be long enough to punish her for her crimes. Social services and the police have failed yet again and should be held to account for the part they have played in the death of this lovely young lad. It emerged at trial that Arthur had been seen by social workers just 2 months before his death, after concerns were raised by his paternal grandmother Joanne Hughes, but they concluded there were no safeguarding concerns. The UK has a growing number of children on child protection plans, and domestic violence by the parent is the most common factor. Staff shortages and funding cuts in social services have led to an environment of chaos in some county councils, with unqualified staff making key decisions on the frotley, and hundreds of cases left unassessed for weeks. UKIP are once again horrified at the negligence of this government and ask why this situation has been left to fester. There is enormous dereliction of duty towards children. We must stop letting children down. UKIP is considering the introduction of capital punishment for crimes such as paedophilia and child killings. Patricia Mountain is UKIP's abuse and exploitation spokeswoman. What is happening where you live? Find out by adding your postcode or visit in your area.